We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning to you. 6:22 on Sunday mornings at 9:30 here on WCCO television. We are joined then by CBS's Face the Nation and the host, Margaret Brennan, who brings us a lot of the top stories that are breaking, not just in Washington, but around the world. She joins us for a little preview here on Friday morning. Good morning, Margaret. I hope you had a good week.
I did indeed. And, you know, for me, this is just midweek since we're charged through until that Sunday morning. Yeah, but I hope everyone else has a good Friday.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, let's talk about a couple of stories that are in the news, particularly. And we heard about this a lot during the presidential campaign from then candidate Trump, where he would be going to campaign rallies and the crowd would be chanting, "Lock her up." And it, a lot of it had to do with Hillary Clinton using a private email server and such. And now we learn that both Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump have been using WhatsApp for not just personal communications, but for business communications and Washington, D.C. related communications. What's the story behind all of that?
Yes. Well, this was revealed because the House Oversight Committee, Democratic controlled, revealed it, saying that they had evidence that Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, and the president's daughter, Ivanka Trump, had used messaging services on their phones for official White House business. Why does that matter? Well, there's the Presidential Records Act, which means everything that is conducted on and around White House business needs to be archived and made sure it's in compliance. And bypassing those rules is what, as you point out, you know, was criticized about what Hillary Clinton was doing, and questions, of course, about whether those accounts themselves could be accessed by anyone from the outside or hacked. So this all came to light because of the congressional investigations the president's son-in-law's lawyer has been answering questions on his behalf.
There's also been quite a bit of back and forth this week regarding the late Senator John McCain and now President Donald Trump, where he continues to have, I don't know, for lack of a better term, like an argument or a dispute with a person who's passed away.
Yeah, I mean, so many of us, I think, were told don't speak ill of the dead. Apparently, that is no longer a rule of thumb when it comes to the president's conduct on this. It makes a lot of Republicans very uncomfortable. Obviously, also the McCain family has spoken out saying it's painful because they get so much hate mail related to this now, because the president has been just repeatedly in public speeches, in interviews that he just conducted with Fox Business, continuing to attack the late senator's legacy. As we saw with the funeral that was held for him, the state funeral that so many held him in high esteem for his decades of service to this country, and particularly because he was a veteran who, you know, really was a prisoner of war for a horribly painful 5 years. So it's at odds with the president's claims to continue to support U.S. veterans to undercut them. But many would say here, look, this is the president just being you know, open about what he says is his frustration with the senator's role in helping to hand off information to the FBI regarding Russian interference in the election, and the senator's vote to reject his attempt to peel back parts of Obamacare.
You know, something else we've been hearing about, now we've been hearing about this for a couple of weeks, Margaret, chatting with Margaret Brennan from CBS's Face the Nation. Something else we've been hearing about for a while here is that, you know, any day now or whatever, eventually here, the Mueller probe, the details will be made known. And the president himself said, yes, make the whole thing public. But what do we know about when and the timing? Is there any more buzz on this?
to be honest, there's tons of buzz. There's really not a lot of information about when this is coming out, to be very honest with you. What we do know from reading the tea leaves here is that the Mueller team of investigators and lawyers has been getting smaller, many finishing their work and leaving. So if you just look at that as an indicator, that would say, look, they've got less to investigate. They must be coming to a conclusion soon. When that conclusion comes is unclear. It was interesting, as you just said, that the president now believes, or says he believes, that the information from the Mueller report should be public. When I interviewed him just last month, he said that should be the decision of the attorney general. From what I'm hearing from Republican sources in particular, they say this will come down to a decision by the attorney general to perhaps redact or perhaps declassify parts of it, but it is unlikely, given all the information regarding sources and methods that investigators have used, that the public will ever see the Mueller report in its entirety.
I have to ask this question, too, because we've seen how this is playing out in New Zealand after the massacre at the mosques there, and so many people killed, and how swiftly the prime minister there moved to make some gun law changes. Does this have a ripple effect here in the U.S.?
No way. There is no National Rifle Association in New Zealand. There isn't the same sort of political, it's not the political third rail that it appears to be here in the United States. And it shows you just how quickly Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was able to implement some of those restrictions, not on gun ownership writ large, but specifically on the kind of high-powered assault-type rifles that were used in the attack. What we have seen in the wake of, remember the Las Vegas attack that killed so many in this country? It took well over a year for us to even see any kind of executive action take place that restricted bump stocks, the ability to essentially turn a non-automatic weapon into one that functioned like it, where you just don't have to reload as frequently, and therefore you can continue to shoot for longer periods of time at higher lethality. So even those small little tightening of regulations is incredibly difficult in this country. You couldn't do what Jacinda Ardern did in 10 days.
I have to switch gears here. I heard Jimmy Erickson ask you off the air, and I didn't hear what the answer was, regarding cherry blossoms in Washington, D.C. Is there anything there? Well, which will come first, the Mueller probe release or the cherry blossoms blooming?
Well, that is a good question. We've had so many temperature swings, it's kind of hard to make the call, but we are seeing some of the little cherry blossom buds pop out here. What a great gift from the Japanese government they are. They just make the downtown look absolutely gorgeous.
Well, great. Hey, we'll look forward to seeing you come Sunday morning on CBS's Face the Nation here on WCCO Television, Channel 4. We'll watch that at 9:30 here, immediately after CBS Sunday morning. So have a great week, Margaret, and Dave will be back with you next week.
Thanks.
Take care. Margaret Brennan again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.